interests in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump could testify today in his defamation trial in New York. The AP's Donna Warder.
Writer E. Jean Carroll claims Trump sexually assaulted her in the 1990s, and last year a different jury awarded her $5 million after deciding the assault did occur and that Trump made defamatory comments about her. In this defamation trial, the judge says if Trump takes the stand, he won't be allowed to say that Carroll concocted her allegation or that she was motivated by financial or political considerations. I'm Donna Warder.
Meanwhile, the race for the Republican presidential nomination is down to two major candidates now, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, with just one day to go until New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary. Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Donald Trump. AP national political reporter Tom Beaumont.
Governor DeSantis struggled to connect with voters. His presentation on the campaign trail was very lecturing. Just stylistically, he was very uncomfortable personally identifying with voters. Instead of the Bill Clinton, I feel your pain, it was more like, I have a policy prescription for that.
The brutal cold across much of the nation is easing up, say forecasters. But first, says the National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard, snow and rain are in the forecast for some parts of the nation's midsection.
This isn't going to be a big snow producer, but there'll be maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow across portions of Michigan. But from a winter aspect, it's the freezing rain that's going to be the concern today and tonight across the middle part of the country.
The U.S. Navy's top Mideast commander is telling the AP that Iran is very directly involved in ship attacks that Houthi rebels are carrying out. He calls it an attack on the international community. Gas is $3.07 a gallon this morning, on average, about 5 cents less than a month ago. This is AP News. Two missing U.S. Navy SEALs are now believed to be dead.
U.S. Central Command says that after an exhaustive search since January 11th, the two Navy SEALs have not been located and their status has been changed to deceased. CENTCOM Commander General Michael Eric Carrilla says, "We mourn the loss of our two Naval Special Warfare warriors and will forever honor their sacrifice and example." The military says that the SEALs were boarding an unflagged dhow from a special operations combat craft off the coast of Somalia when one commando was knocked into the water by high waves and the other immediately jumped in after his teammate. The rest of the team eventually seized an array of Iranian-made weaponry.
We interdicted a ship that was likely heading towards Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen.
Pentagon Deputy Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
War was carrying warheads, other weapons and capabilities that they've been using to launch weapons into the Red Sea.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One day, a 4-year-old boy asked his father a question. "Daddy, did they have a lot of snow at Christmas when you were little?" Father replied, "No, son, we didn't have any snow." Before the father could explain that he had grown up in West Africa, his little son piped up with, "I know why, Daddy. It's because you are older than snow." When someone has a full head of white hair, we say that they have snow on the roof. That's a nice way of saying you're old. The dusting of snow on my roof reminds me that I'm getting up there in years. But then I'm reminded that Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born, and Moses was called to lead Israel out of Egypt when he was 80 years old. I was called out of retirement to come to Richland Center to be your pastor, and I have several friends in their senior years who are leading youth ministries in their churches. Believe me, God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission, even in our advanced years. Ask God how he wants to use you.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Corton Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are in for a much warmer week than last week, no doubt, across the Midwest as the Arctic air has retreated off to the northeast. And mild air flows in both from the south and from the western part of the country. We'll have temperatures running a good 8 to 12 degrees above normal throughout the bulk of the week. Also, some precipitation at times. We're seeing some of that southeast of us this morning across much of Illinois and southeast Wisconsin. A wintry mix of light snow showers and sleet and freezing drizzle could make their roads a little slippery down that way this morning. Another system coming in later tonight into tomorrow. That one could graze our region with some mixed precipitation, and that could be a little slippery as well, although temperatures during the day getting above freezing, so that should help with some melting with the salt on the roads. And after that, a third system coming through the area late Wednesday into Thursday morning. That one should be mostly on the rain side around here. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy and warmer, high near 33, south to southwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with occasional light snow and wintry mix expected. Mostly ending for the early afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. East wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy with some fog, low 30. Wednesday, cloudy with fog possible. Light rain likely by afternoon, possibly a wintry mix at night, high 37. Thursday, cloudy with light rain or wintry mix, tapering to patchy drizzle, low 31, high 37. Friday, mainly cloudy with fog possible. Chance of drizzle or flurries in the morning. Low 30 with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Saturday, some breaks of sun, high 38. And Sunday, variably cloudy, continued warmer than normal, high in the mid to upper 30s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Right now we're at 25 degrees. Skies remain partly cloudy. 17 was yesterday's high. Also, the record high, 53, was established in 2002. Record low, 26 below zero in 1963. Last year's high, 26, while the low was 21. Sunset will happen at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:26. The air remains calm, the barometer 30.07, and no precipitation today. It is 25 degrees after a low of 22.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule for today and this week. Details coming up as well as we look at the state sports stories and the Packers cleaning out their lockers today.
Richland Center and Boscobel residents, support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. High school basketball games in the area. First of all, on the girls' schedule, Ithaca will be at Brookwood tonight for a girls' basketball matchup. That's an earlier start, so a note for fans headed that way. The JV will get underway at 4:45 and varsity at 6. Ithaca at Brookwood this evening. Elsewhere, it's Richland Center traveling to Platteville in girls' basketball. Also to Soto at Luther, Royal at Alma Center Lincoln, Westby at Cashton, Wisconsin Heights at Marshall, and Dodgeville at Scholesburg. Boys basketball, Lancaster will be at Fenimore, Potosi at Waseca Steuben, Riverdale at Cassville, Brookwood at DeSoto, River Valley travels to Sauk Prairie, Cooley Christian at New Lisbon, Westby at Wisconsin Dells, Weston at Iowa Grant, and Mauston will be at Richland Center. We'll have coverage of that game tonight on WRCO. The Hornets coming off a very close loss to Lancaster on Friday. I talked to Coach Poles over the weekend about the team staying busy and playing a lot of games this time of year.
Yeah, that's a quick turnaround. And, you know, with our Saturday schedule with the youth, we probably won't get much of a chance, if any, to really be on the floor, maybe watch a little bit of film before that Monday game. But like you said, you know, as a player, that's what you like, to be able to just, you know, play and then, you know, get back in the gym as soon as you can. So Mauston's a team that, you know, they've got a really, really talented senior, set the school scoring record. So we've got our hands full there. And it'll be interesting how we transition from Friday to Monday, especially after our last experience with our break.
Well, the game on WRCO tonight, Mauston at Richland Center in area boys basketball. On Saturday, Platteville defeated Galena 64-58 in area boys basketball, and Riverdale was a winner over Lafarge 81-66. Carson Kenyon had 18, Caleb Tracy with 14, Bevan Dennis, Ethan Baumkamp, and Andre Tainer all had 11 for Riverdale. Hayden Fowle scored 24, Aaron Kamlick 10, and Theo Parr 10 for Lafarge. Elsewhere in basketball girls action, it was Riverdale getting the win over Lafarge Youth Initiative 47-39. Waseca Steuben and Iowa Grant played, with Waseca Steuben winning 84-57, and Darlington was a 65-22 winner over Monroe. Reedsburg beat Platteville 67-59 Saturday in area girls basketball. There will be a wrestling quad going on tomorrow night at Richland Center High School. The Hornets host Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, and Riverdale. I talked to Coach Jeff Campbell of the Chieftains and asked him about this time of the year.
Yeah, it's went by quick, even with a couple weather interruptions there. Things have kind of flown by, and now we're talking about this last week of workouts here before we head to the tournament series, starting with conference the following weekend. So it's been quick, but the guys are starting to see that kind of light at the end of the tunnel and really starting to ramp themselves up a little bit.
So tell me about the SWAL dual meet season and the leaders and how that's turning out.
Yeah, we've competed really well. We had a close dual meet with Fenimore and IG Highland earlier in the year in December. Wrestled really well against them, and those are the two top-ranked teams right now in the state of Wisconsin and in the two leading our way in our conference. And then Friday night we beat Mineral Point 43-26, so that was a nice win for us to kind of get ourselves up into that top battling for that third, fourth place spot. And then we'll have Darlington Blackhawk coming up this coming Friday night, so kind of to try to get in that third place spot in the conference. And you know, there's not many conferences that can boast, I think, we were talking the other day, just that can boast, you know, two of the top-ranked teams in the state in both wrestling and boys basketball, and it's happening in that SWAL, and it's a tough conference, but we appreciate the opportunity to have that competition. It prepares us well in the tournament series.
Riverdale wrestling coach Jeff Campbell, his team will be at Richland Center High School tomorrow evening. The 2023-24 City Bowling Tournament started Sunday and continues through the first week in February. Bowlers will be competing in the team, doubles, singles, all events, and scratch events. Yesterday, the doubles and singles events started. In the doubles event, Barb Dieter and Travis Weigel had a 14.87. Andrea Canali and Joe Hassel combined for a 14.26. And Bob Lewis and Tom Hauber had a 13.66. The singles event, Hank McNamer with a 7.41. Steve Hodge is 7.40. Barry Roguehair, a 6.98. In the women's division, Right Way Shell at a 2405, Ramada a 2123, Philbeck Ford a 2095. Tony Doherty and J.J. Klatt each had 1471s. In the open division, Steve Hodge and Nick Hodge a 1451, Kevin Genthy and Warwick Wolf with a 1410. The handicap singles event, Taylor Kenothi a 742, Jason Gerner a 732, Andy Keller a 723. In the scratch singles event, Jason Gerner 702, J.J. Klatt a 635, Lucas Lindvig a 633. In city tournament bowling action from over the weekend. The NFL season for the Green Bay Packers has ended in the California rain against San Francisco 24-21. Christian McCaffrey scored two touchdowns, including the game winner, with just over a minute left. A missed 41-yard field goal with a rushed pass at the end that was intercepted were costly plays as well. Aaron Jones rushed for 108 yards. Jordan Love threw two touchdown passes as the number seven Packers gave the top-seeded 49ers all they could handle.
I think it'll sting for a while, you know, watching all the games going forward. I think it'll sting just knowing that, you know, we had an opportunity to win and we dropped the ball on that one. So it'll sting for a while, but we'll be able to look back on it, you know, see some good things we did. And obviously during the offseason, just trying to work on the things that we didn't do as well and things we need to get better at.
Jordan Love talked about some of the key things they've learned.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be. And then, like I said, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be to take advantage of those games and win.
And running back Aaron Jones talked about what they've learned.
We can play with anybody and we can beat anybody. And we've set our standards, so now offense, defensively, and special teams, we know what to expect coming in. We had a bunch of first and second year guys, but now they've had a season under their belt, and I feel like we should just hit the ground running.
San Francisco moves on to meet the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game this coming Sunday. It was Jared Goff throwing two touchdown passes, and the Lions beat the Buccaneers 31-23 in a divisional round playoff game yesterday, lifting the long-suffering franchise into the NFC Championship for the first time in 32 years and just the second time in franchise history. The Lions won two playoff games in a season for the first time since 1957, the last year they won the NFL title. They will play at San Francisco, the NFC's top seed, next Sunday for a spot in the Super Bowl, a game they have never played in. Baker Mayfield threw three touchdown passes for the Bucs, but he was intercepted by Derek Barnes to end Tampa Bay's chances. Travis Kelce caught two touchdown passes, and the Kansas City Chiefs advanced to their sixth straight AFC Championship game, following a 27-24 divisional round playoff win over the Bills. Isaiah Pacheco with a go-ahead touchdown on a four-yard run with 40 seconds gone in the fourth quarter in a game the teams traded leads five times. The Chiefs clinched the win by running out the clock after Buffalo's Tyler Bass missed a 44-yard field goal attempt wide right with a minute 43 remaining. The defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs move on to face the conference's top seed, Baltimore Ravens, this weekend. Marquette managed to hold off St. Louis in a 73-72 victory on the road Saturday. Five Golden Eagles scored in double figures as the Eagles improved to 13-5, including 4-3 in the Big East Conference. Coach Shaka Smart's team travels to DePaul on Wednesday evening. The Bucs get back to action tonight. They will play Detroit after a win on Saturday night over the Pistons, 141-135. Illinois beat Rutgers 86-63 in men's college basketball yesterday. From the NBA, the Clippers were winners against Brooklyn on Sunday, 125-114. Denver 113, Washington 104. Orlando got the win against Miami, 105-87. Boston 116, Houston 107, Phoenix 117, Indiana 110, and the Lakers over Portland, 134-110. That's an update on sports on this Monday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
The Shoebox is the Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and price. Customer service is the way it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth. The city of Richland Center is a great place to visit. Enjoy the natural beauty of the area, along with entertainment and activities. Every season is special in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
The best blend of your favorite music, 100.9 WRCO.
to survive. I may slip and I may fall, but even if I have to crawl,
McIntyre, gonna take that mountain, also known as Monday, and tackle it. Get ready. Huh? 26 at WRCO on a Monday. Here's a flashback with the Eagles.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Expectations, everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny, come lately. After a while, you're looking the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny, come lately, the new kid in town. Will she still love you?
till somebody new comes along.
Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning from WRCO Radio. I hope you had a great weekend. It was a good weekend for watching football. Good weekend to stay in and do that. And I watched a little bit more of it on Sunday than I did on Saturday, although I did see the second half of the Packer game, heard the first half on the radio, and enjoyed it. It was a good game. It was a close game. That's what I kept telling people yesterday. They're like, how do you feel? After well, at least it was a close game. Had they gone and laid a big egg, I would have been a little bit concerned. Also, a sport note from over the weekend, Caitlin Clark said she was okay after she was accidentally knocked down by a fan running onto the court after number 2 Iowa was upset by Ohio State yesterday. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith went to the Hawkeyes locker room and apologized to Clark, and Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Buckeyes coach Kevin McGuff also issued an apology after the fan knocked Caitlin Clark down. Fortunately, she was not injured.
A little sense into you. Well, I'm going up Cripple Creek, going at a run, going up Cripple Creek to have a little fun. The old man said they found some tracks, people saw them leave them, but they never come back.
Got to have my job. Now some love the aroma, the way it fills the house. Some they like the flavor, that's what it's all about. Some like cream and sugar, and some they like it black. But to me it don't matter, 'cause this is where I'm at. Got to have my Java, got to have my Java. You may drink it nada, not even bother. When you're a coffee lover, to get your day started, if you like your brother, got to have my Java. It on the ice, but most we like it hot. But for me to get my groove on, I tell you what I got. Got to have my Java, got to have my Java. You may drink it night, not even bother. When you're a coffee lover, to get your day started, if you like your brother, got to have my Java. Got to have my Java. Got to have my Java. You may drink it night, not even bother. When you're a coffee lover, to get your day started, if you like your brother, got to have my Java. If you like your brother, got to have my Java.
Brian White, got to have my Java on a Monday morning. It's nice to have that, although I like it when it's really cold. Now it's 26, it's too warm for coffee, right? Anyway, Henry Bray is kind of the resident WRCO coffee maker. I guess he says it's a real grind.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso, red velvet cake flavor, and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The pancake wrap-up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokinour Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Chase her dreams, a fearless soul. till the door swung open to the world out there. Social feeds, likes on a screen she can't compare. Then it got complicated. That girl she started hating. Things that made her beautiful started changing who she was. Just to be loved, just to be loved, just to be loved. Don't be somebody else to be loved. Just to be loved, just to be loved. Well, you're perfect, you're priceless. There's nobody that can't deny it. Don't be somebody you're not. Just to be loved. You look around at everybody's highlight reels. Picture perfect, pretty lies. It makes you feel like
D. Messina on WRCO Radio. So many reality shows. Every time I'm watching a game, a sporting event, there'll be some advertisement for some reality show. And you think, well, who came up with that premise? Okay. Some of them are a little bit out there. Of course, The Golden Bachelor, that went off pretty well. I think it got pretty good ratings. I didn't watch it, but I heard that it was, you know, interesting. And then I saw the advertisement for the Farmer Take a Wife reality show that's coming up. The basic premise of a 2003 American reality television show involved bachelor Evan Marriott's inheritance of $1 million and his search for a potential bride. Unfortunately, Evan did not really have $1 million. What was the name of this show? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins a great prize, a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center. Good luck.
I fell in love before the ice melted. We had a vibe, I don't know why I felt it. She felt it too. We talked all night about love and life till the stars turned blue. Then she said she had a boyfriend. Slipped it in the middle of a story about a trip to L.A. Then she told me she was moving out there on Saturday. Things like
like this make me question the universe. Spent the rest of the week breaking all the rules. Called her 3 times a day, no time to play cool. Had to tell her how I feel. Said I really don't care who finds out, baby. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but when you know, you know. She just closed her eyes and smiled. Don't you hate it when you find the right person, wrong time. She's perfect. God, why'd you have to go and do me so dirty like that? Give me everything I want and nothing I can have. Right, love her, wrong time. She's leaving in the morning, someone got to her first. It's things like this make me question the universe. She can't let him go, she can't let him go. She knows she got something good. Just the right person, wrong time. She's perfect. God, why'd you have to go and do me so dirty like that? Give me everything I want and nothing I can have. I love her, wrong time. I wanna hold her, but somehow she's leaving in the morning. Someone got to her first. It's things like this make me question.
Our trivia winner today is Joni Hefner. Way to go, Joni. The basic premise of the 2003 American reality television show involved bachelor Evan Marriott's inheritance of $1 million in his search for a potential bride. Unfortunately, the Evan Marriott story really went on to say that he didn't really have $1 million, which is whether or not this potential bride would stay with him or not, of course, when she found out that he did not have $1 million. What was the name of the show? It was called Joe Millionaire. Way to go, Joni Hefner, the winner of trivia today from WRCO Radio. The trivia question of the day, and that's our winner, a great prize, a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy 3 Ace brand furnace filters and get the 4th one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When we talk about the Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery story, it starts with Jason and Miranda and Justin and Justine and their love of the community and the area. It's all about family and family farms. You can enjoy some delicious food there each and every time you go. You can stock up your freezers. You can stock up your pantry. Shop for salsa and ferments. Also ice cream, cheese, milk, and butter. And check out the new apparel as well. You'd look good wearing an Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant t-shirt. Stop by and see them in Boscobel real soon for great food at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant. 6 minutes before nine, we're up to 27 degrees. Here's Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Never have tripped down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Happy Trails time, the news at 9, and today's community conversation with The Morning Show. Here's Jason Aldean.
Sucker punched somebody on a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store, you think it's cool, act a fool if you like, cuss out a cop, spit his face, scope on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough? Well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down.